after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
It's gonna be every day. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life to Dust Live. This is your boy Steady J in the middle of my co-host with the Moses, my girl JoJo.
What's up, what's up?
Bless y'all. Today, every Monday, we bring you what we call Hot After Dust Monday. That's where we bring you hot news, hot mess, and in the midst, we play some hot music. Today is no different.
I got a hot mess topic for today.
Oh, yes. Actually, that's our title. It's just where we title the show all together.
I said I got one for you. I got one for you.
Okay.
Yes. It's all about Tyrone.
Today's show is entitled Tote. Can you choke? I mean, if you need help trying to figure out what that's about, then you're on another planet. But today's 420, and that's in the spirit of it. Now, let me go ahead and put this disclaimer right there, because every year when I joke around with 420 and all this, people start getting their feelings or start getting their assumptions that thinking that's because I support people doing it. You know, as in, I don't knock people for smoking. They have automatically, and they see me saying 420 shows and all that, they assume that, oh, Steady must, I'm getting high. Nah, man, I'm getting high. I'm going to go ahead and say you need the trouble of even thinking it. I don't. But I don't have a problem people getting, I don't have a problem people smoking some ganja. I don't have no problem with that. And what the only thing I hate about this day is all these fake people. God, like all these people who all of a sudden do it is cool for a day. Oh, this is cool. I'm cool. It's like, okay, here we go. One of those people. I saw an interesting one on my timeline. There's one guy, he used today to give up from here on out smoking. So that was interesting. I was like, wow, I've never seen that happen. So, yeah, that's a lot going on. A lot going on 420-wise. I do have some 420-friendly music for today. So, yes, be ready for that in the music break. We got a track, a throwback track on the show that goes way back. to when we first started the show. Show a song called Purple Skies. And then we got a brand new track with my boy A.B. the Great. It's called WYS, which stands for What You Smoking. He actually has a music video. He just released a music video for it as well. Check it out. Go to his fan page on Facebook, A.B. the Great. He's also on Death Spot, A.B. the Great. And if you also wonder, yes, he's also known as Chris Cole, in which, yes, he is one of the personalities for K104. So, yeah, this man is doing the same thing. But, yeah. So, JoJo, go ahead and let what is your topic you have for today? What is one of your things you have in it?
How you scarred Mr. Gorgeous with Tyrone. You scarred
right, so
him for life.
Tell everyone about what you mean.
You called in. I mean, I don't know if any of the listeners on here listen to the big time radio and whatnot, but you called in for Mr. Gorgeous' birthday. You did your prank call thing. He couldn't tell that was you. I knew right off the bat as soon as you said it's Tyrone. But you scarred Mr. Gorgeous for life. Trying to hit on him, making him think it was a gay man. He thought it was a real gay man trying to hit on him.
Now you want a confession? You want a confession? Other day, you know that Greg knew about this prank all along. I told him earlier today.
Me and Greg were talking earlier today on Facebook because he posted something saying like he wanted everybody's opinions as far as last night's show, and he said something, and then I was like, JoJo's innocent. I had no part in the Tyrone thing. That was you and City. And Greg's trying to say he was innocent all this after he said on the show that he told you to call in and do that.
He just asked me to call in. All he did was he asked me to call in, you know, show some love to him for his birthday. But he just show some love to Chuck for his birthday. But I thought I was going to prank him. Oh, yeah, it was funny.
You didn't have to scar him
for life, though. When I first started doing prank calls on here, that was one of the first things I did. That's how I met one of the great Stevie Mack, who has a show on here, and he's also a comedian, actor, making a lot of big moves in Hollywood. And that's actually how I met that guy out here, because I caught prank calling his show, and I actually messed with one of his guests, and they were acting real homophobic. So, yeah, it was hilarious. But I didn't get your take on this. As far as the 420, what's your take on 420?
I don't participate, so I really don't care.
Are you one of those people that, you know, are you one of those people that's a party pooper that don't, you know, that hates on everybody else and celebrates it?
No. You do what you do. You grown, or you think you're grown. That's none of my business.
Damn. I know. I mean, here's my thing. I watched a lot of specials on CNN yesterday. And my biggest problem about it being illegal is so many, because everybody just wants, the cool kids and smoking and high. You know, y'all just want to be so hung on that. But it's so many medicinal properties you can do with cannabis. And this kid's getting healed from this, but because y'all want to be ignorant to the fact that that's the case, we got people running around with illnesses they don't need to have. They could possibly be curing, but you won't allow them that chance.
Yeah.
I mean, every time you turn on the TV, and I was new AstraZeneca drug. AstraZeneca. So you can't do any kind of cannabis? Like, that's craziness. okay, so okay, your argument is, well, I don't want you smoking. I want the smoke to get on me or you leaving or whatever. Okay. For every argument, there's always another. I had to back it up to kind of argue. There we go. And okay, so if you don't really like the smoke part, then what about the edibles part? But then y'all want to make it so well. Will the kids, kids can get to it? Will kids get to beer too? Like, if you take your kids, the right way, they won't touch stuff without no permission. Simple as that. But yeah, it's just a lot of people just be tripping me out how they act about stuff or whatnot. This weekend I started my personal trainer on Friday. That was very fun. And of course, I've been pretty strict, man. Except for Sunday, I think I'm going to make Sunday my day off. I'm going to work out 5 to 6 days a week. And so I worked out on Friday, Saturday, I worked out today. And I'm also very careful what I eat. It's just a lot of different things I've been doing, man. Just keep myself leveled and whatnot, and just take care of my body and get in shape the way I want to. So, I mean, I just thank God and thank people that really believe in what I'm doing. And I'm just more so, and again, it's just, I'm just in a more focused mind state, period. Like, if people have been paying attention over the past few months, like, my focus level has been, like, beginning of this year, a lot of people make these resolutions, right? But they don't never really stick to them. I learned when I just make a general resolution that I want that's going to take care of lots of things, then that works. Like, I just wanted to be more focused this year. And with that, it's worked with everything. So, yeah, man, it's a blessing. But we're going to go to our 420 friendly music break. And then we come back, we're going to chop it up. We got plenty of things to chop up, some 420 stuff and some regular everyday stuff we got on our plate. Stay right here. You're listening to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl, JoJo. Our first track of the day is Purple Skies. And then we got a brand new track, What You Spoken, right here on Life of the Dust Live. Let's get baby.
Days and nights. keep a box. Now let's get gifted. After that, let's get a fifth of box. Tonight is going down, girl. You in a player's town. You ain't messing with a rookie. I've been off of putting it down. I'ma let you know, baby. This here is what I stand. Out of body confident, my goal is to get a million man. Since that's what I be seeing, I ain't seeing nothing else. I'm making improvements to making it well. Cause I know in this game ain't nobody go give you help. Even my kinfolk, that's why I just stick to myself. With the left hand swinging, turning different corners. All about my damn self, blowing nigga marijuana. With my stunners on, cause I know them haters watching. It's 2008, so ain't no need for cop blocking.
Compared to Mary when she on my mind, dreaming through days and nights when I'm blowing purple clouds. That's the only girl I love, and I say it loud. Ain't even got a rush, cause I'm your Valentine. Rolling we with noon, that's Albert Einstein. We like bonfires, the way we burning dimes. We like Captain Planet, can't be touched when I pop divine. So stay up on my grizzly, cause I just gotta gleam. Can't go wrong, girl, as long as you up on my team. Rolling up a fatty while I'm lacing you with lean. Too compatible, the kind of shit you don't need a nigga dream. Can't get a job cause you won't allow my system stay clean. Can't fight temptation cause sensation tell me all I need. So I just keep cheap and heavy on the ground seaweed. Be without you hot, gon' tell them, tell them, tell them.
Oh man, yeah, I know how we do it down in Texas. Smoke. smoking big, banging UGK. Got the munchies like a motherfucker. Probably listening to that East Coast J, that West Coast pop. Smoking good, feeling good, looking good. Free your mind, child. Free your mind, child. Pass that shit. Roll up.
One for them people who don't really want no problems, who stay cool by minding they business, cause they don't be all for that drama, and they don't be losing they tempers, lest you wanna see, cause they'll find them. Yes, I'm cool, calm, and collected, but I will show you a reminder, cause
y'all know I don't play that. Please don't get your face smacked, but I'd rather be nice to you. Took a lot for me to say that.
Don't get it twisted, I know you will. Say what's on my mind, cause that's how I feel. I know you used to just acting wild, but not with me, cause I keep it chill.
Be tripping off these people. Cause I be living, I say I be flowing, it really ain't specific. I do it by my lonely and I make my own decision. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling and vibing and cooling. Just be vibing and cooling, just be vibing. Cause I just wanna ride, I just wanna ride, girl. Enough with all that drama, you can leave that all outside. You can leave that all outside.
AKA What You Smoking, and then Red Shades, Violet and Cooling. There you go. Back right here on Life of the Dust Live. Yours truly, Ceddy J, and my girl JoJo. Yeah, so, you know what's been bugging me today, JoJo? And it doesn't just bug me today, it bugs me, period. It's been bugging me for several things, and I'm going to go into the rant that I started on Facebook. So, that rant was, like, every time some type of celebration or of observational holiday or whatever, some type of holiday, whatever, people always got turned to about them being single. Oh, my God. Like, they can take the fun out of eating chocolate cake. Like, this is ridiculous. It don't matter what it is. It's like y'all turn it into a whole entire thing about, oh. Okay, some people, man, just get over it, man. If you want to be not be single that bad,
Then just go get, just link up with somebody. But then don't complain about people ain't no good people out here when you rush and throwing yourself into a relationship because you just can't be alone. God, like, that's, I mean, that's just freaking whack. And I'm just so tired of me, so my rant I went into a little further. Like, it's like, so here goes some things, like, when people be acting extra on Facebook and all other social media when they single and whatnot. And when I say single, I mean single and bitter. Because single, the people who just single and, you know, they single by choice. And just, you know, when the time, when that person comes, they'll not be single or whatever. But you don't have to, being single is a choice, really. If you don't want to be single, that's on you. Because if you got to be with somebody that bad, then stop being so stingy. There we go. So here we go. Here's some things that people say. Here's some things that people say that get my nerves. Then they're single and bitter. They do stuff like this. Oh, I wish I had a boo for Valentine's Day to take me out. Single life. I wish I had a boo to smoke this blunt with. Single life. I wish I had someone to cook some barbecue for Memorial Day. Single life. No, it just make everything about being single.
Didn't
like,
you post that on Facebook earlier?
Yes. Because people were turning 420 I'm like, dang it, Valentine's Day and all that. Okay, but now y'all started on this today, too? Like, give us a break, man. If you don't want to be single, that's on you. It's a choice. Being single is a choice. Like, being in a relationship is a choice. It is a choice. Like, stop getting on Facebook and social media whining about something that you can fix. Y'all waiting on, you know, somebody to come from this magic carpet to come say that, hey, I'm here to be your boyfriend. Look at my eyes. Like, that's stupid. Like, quit watching Disney Channel, man. Like, it's not this magical wand that's going to come out somewhere and make this perfect person pop up. Just stop doing that. It's so annoying. No one's ever going to perfectly fit into what you want, into what you want 100%. It's always going to be something, because the thing is, yeah, sometimes on the surface, sometimes somebody could, you know, and then once you get to know them a little bit more, then you start realizing that, hey, that they're not going to be 100%. They weren't 100% of what you wanted. So people got to learn the key word, compromise. And pretty much just quit ruining stuff, man. Like, stop turning into a single rant every time something comes up. Everything's about being single. Like, get over it. Like, how do you turn 420 into a dated one about being single? I guess, people, we going
to. That's funny.
It's no secret. We said it on the show plenty of times, me and JoJo both are single. But we're not wondering, but you never see us posting stuff whining and being bitter about being single. Like, my mindset is, whatever situation you're in, be happy. You're in a relationship, you need to be happy. If you gotta be happy, man. Yeah, stuff ain't gonna go perfect, but you gotta learn to live your choice. And sometimes some of y'all guys are saying it's okay to be single. I know it's so hard because we're in a day and age where, with social media, I can't tell your head, people taking pictures of every little thing them and their boo is doing. I understand that. But you got to dodge that, man, because you can't get sucked into that. Because some of these pictures people put up is not really reflective of how they are. You know, they could be, it'd be a bunch of turmoil, but they put on this mask on Facebook. they want the likes and they want the social media, and be a higher social media echelon. Hey, y'all gotta quit tripping, man. So
no,
yeah,
we discussed this previously weeks ago.
Yeah, but that was now it's a different point with it. You know, it's like when people want to turn every holiday into let's whine about being single. Like, I didn't think that 420 would create this kind of thought process. Like, I saw a picture on freaking Instagram, and that's what sparked the mind state. Like, oh, here we go. I wish I had a boo to smoke this blunt with, but you know how that goes. Single life sucks. Like, okay, shut up.
It doesn't suck.
And I tell you right now, man, sometimes it's not great. You know, just don't throw yourself into a relationship, man. And especially, you know, make sure the other person is ready. Is 100% ready too? Cause it's not gonna be fun, and then you're gonna be feeling like you're single anyway. So y'all gotta quit. I'm telling you, take the words of advice of men just got out of a month long relationship. If it wasn't too, so yeah, I'm just letting y'all know. And y'all know I don't do it being bitter. I tell y'all stuff out of kind of giving you life experiences to learn from. I don't get him being bitter. I'm not bitter about whatever. It's some stuff I might not like, but I'm not going to sit here and let it continue controlling how, you know, just ruining everybody else's day, man, taking the fun out of everybody else's stuff. If Valentine's Day come, I don't do all that extra hating. If it's a time when I'm single, I don't do all that. I try to do more. I try to figure out how I can help people. I give people ideas on how they can make their stuff a little more spark and spunk into it. So I just got to just chill out. And again, don't beat yourself up, because I understand, man, you look around, it's just, you cannot escape some of this shit. Like, people be tripping me out. They be, me and my boo, we about to get something to eat. Me and my boo, we about to go to sleep. Me and my boo, about to go take a shit. Me and my boo about to have the sex. Like, everything's about what them they boos with. Like, we get it. Oh, my God, your relationship. Stop. So, yeah, I get choppy on both fronts. Like, we get it. And this is why I'm talking about 420. It's not really impressive to me if you're doing the same regular-ass shit. You just smoking weed, like a casual day type shit. Like, do some Olympic type crap, man. Like, jumping out of a plane and smoking a blunt. Like, I'm just making up this different thing. Is whatever. Like, do something different that's not the same, man. Like, can't switch it up. If you're such a big proponent of going hard for this day, then do something different. Don't do the same old. Something they ain't never smoked weed before. Like, you just smoked yesterday. Sit down somewhere.
Some people just take that overboard.
Okay, so I'm gonna go into sports world.
Let's talk about how my Rockets beat the Mavs on Saturday, because that's gonna
take up a lot more time. So I'm gonna get to the simple stuff first, because you will be on that forever once it starts. That's why I was waiting for that part. But first one, Tim Tebow. Oh, this is why it's the only thing I hate. I'm like, whoop, whoop, Tim Tebow, try to prove that he was wrong and come back and make some moves in the NFL. But what I did not want, I do not like rooting for people that's on rival teams. Teams I hate with a passion. And the fact that I have to look at Tim Tebow and DeMarco Murray on the Eagles, it just makes me want to puke. It really does. Oh, it's like, all right, let's deal with it. But in the day, hey, I wish the best of your brothers, but in the day, it's all about my Cowboys first and foremost. So, hey, it is what it is. Tim Tebow, he's back. He's back. So, yeah, there you go, Tim Tebow. Another story in sports. So, you know, this usually around the time, you know, and this is 420 related, like a lot, this is actually a day for NFL players and whatnot to not, they might want to take a warning and not smoke. This is a day they want to stop doing it because usually when the annual drug testing count happens, it usually happens sometime during the summer, leading all the way into August and whatnot. So I think you need to just chill out, guys, because you don't want to be effed up. And for the people, and the way it works is the only way, the ones that only do it annually, those people who aren't under any substance abuse policies. So anyone with a substance abuse policy, they can get a random drug at any moment. So therefore, let's make this make that pretty clear. Be careful, guys, because it will come and bite you in the ass. Just be careful. Simple as that. All right. So, because JoJo once she jumped the gun, we must talk about it so bad.
You saw your Facebook, didn't you? You saw your Facebook.
No, I didn't see my Facebook yet. I was over reflecting. I just, this is weird. I just, what I do, I look at the ceiling, and then my brain, because I used to have like those glow in the dark stars in my ceiling, and sometimes I look at them, I feel like it's not like I'm stupid or nothing, but it like it clears my mind, like I'm looking in the real space or whatnot. But let me see what this Facebook post is all about. She probably trying to make it come off like I was just ignoring her. Let's see. Oh, God, why you got to go so far? Oh, my gosh. I was facing that. I was using the problem. Okay, let me go. Let me look on this device. That's why you got both of the devices. Look at stuff. I don't know. Like, you got to be freaking kidding. Okay, let's see what we got. All that. Okay, y'all, so we got this thing where, which just kind of goes, hey, just so JoJo, I told her, I said, I don't care how good, I had this thing where I don't care how good JoJo looks, like, I'm just going to, like, hate extra hard and say it's ugly even if I think she looks good in it because of this rivalry we got going on. So, the other day, she had on this bikini picture, which was very ugly. And I went on there and I said, Peek, you're a Rockets fan. And so that kind of just started. And, you know, of course, you know, the playoffs are going on right now. And our teams are rivaling against each other. You know, we got the Rockets. You got JoJo's team, Houston Rockets. My team, Dallas Mavericks. So, you know, You're in a playoff series, for those of y'all who don't know, it's potentially go to a 7-game series. But you have to win, and basically, you know, first team to win four, first team to get to four wins the series. And so far, there's only been one game, and Houston, you know, win on Saturday. The Saturday, right? Yeah, the Saturday. I'm about to make sure, I'm going to say, hold on, make sure it wasn't Friday, but that was Saturday.
No, it was Saturday.
That's when it was raining. It was raining like cats and dogs over here, like flooding and all
nice.
Kinds of stuff. Damn, we had tornado warning, thunderstorm warning. It was out of hand. I was like, no, I want to get out tonight. I don't like this. Oh. So it got better. I got to get out. But yeah, so her team won. It was, the score was one. I remember at the top of my head, it was 118-108.
Yeah.
So yes. It's a lot of rivalry. Y'all. I mean, like when the Texans and the Cowboys played this past season, it was a lot of rivalry. Like, they call it the Governor's Bowl. And like, yeah, so, but and the Cowboys won that showdown. So yeah, man, we're gonna see who's gonna win this showdown. And yeah, it's gonna be interesting. It's kind of a lot of key players for each team was actually key players on the opposite team. Like we have Chandler Parsons, he played for the Rockets for 3 years. Jason Terry played for the Mavericks, and he was part of the championship team in 2011. So, yeah, it's a lot of different things that go into it. Of course, both teams being in Texas, it is so much in it. And the two teams, I believe they said they haven't faced each other in the playoffs in 20 years. So you can see why it's so much built into it with people. And, of course, me and JoJo, because JoJo had this thing all season long. During the show, she would tell me the Rockets beat the Mavericks and all that crap. And then I would do the same when the Mavericks beat the Rockets. So we traded back and forth. So let me tell you what she just recently put on, what she just put on Facebook. She put this picture up. Which, by the way, I might use this for a promo picture for on the show. She tagged me this picture with this Rocket outfit on. That is a Rocket shirt and
yes.
Some is it boy shorts? Make sure I'm looking
yes.
right.
No, they're like track shorts.
Yeah, they are. You're right. The track shorts. Some black chucks, rock the chuck. And she's like, Fetty J, Red Nation. Like, I got time for that. I just don't got time for that.
Don't worry, I'll put it on Instagram, too.
And JoJo says she's not going to work out with me when she gets here. I'm not going to kill her. Well, she not realize I'm not going to kill her. I'm not going to make her lose weight. I just want some moral support.
I told you I would work out with you at the mall, going to the cookie place.
No, that sounds so lame. That is so lame, JoJo. Wah,
you know
wah.
What? I might even go into a couple of stores while I'm there. You never know.
I'm not going to work you out hard. I'm not. That's for me. Working out hard, that's my job. That's what I do with myself. You know, you can do light, very light cardio, you know, just being there.
That is my cardio, walking to the cookie place. I'll walk
and
back.
I think JoJo just messed with me. I think she's going to do it with me, guys. Not forcing her, but I think she's going to do it. I just think she's giving me a hard time. But, oh, they got this thing like the hydro massage. Oh, God. I get in it every time now. Awesome. Play the fitness rocks. Yeah. Yeah, you're wrong.
Uh-huh. Red Just Nation.
Rocket shirt stuff, whatever.
What? Red Nation? Yes. I feel the same way.
So the next game goes on tomorrow. So you know what that means.
Red Nation.
The trash talk continues on Wednesday from wherever the results are, so beware. And
I know
in the finals it goes 3-2. It goes 3-2 1-1-1. Now, like in the first few rounds. Isn't it 2-2? Doesn't it go 2 or is it still 3-2, whatever?
What, about how many games they have to win?
Well, you know, yeah, you know, because they switch it. They,
if I'm not mistaken, they switch it up how they, you know, as far as like where home court is, they switch it up. And I think in the finals it's different than what it is in the record. Hold on.
Let me look at it. All right, so hold on. I'm going to put my little thinking music on while I'm searching, because I'm pretty fast attention to you. Why is Google being so difficult today?
I don't know.
It's like they're plaguing me. Like, they don't want me to look at anything. Like Google Chrome is like, don't listen to anything he told you to do today. Like, jeez. Like, I got it out for me. Okay. All right, there we go. Bam. Got the answer. Oh, my God. I just had it in freaking Z mood. There we go. Okay, yeah, there's so much you gotta funnel through to read it. Okay, here we go. All right, during the first few rounds, not the finals, but all the other rounds, in the playoffs, they go this way: 2-2-1-1-1. So we go Houston. The first two games in Houston. This is goes to seven games, whatever. First two games in Houston, the next two games in Dallas, go back to Houston, then come back to Dallas, and then go back to Houston.
So what are they going to do tomorrow?
So tomorrow will be Houston. So after tomorrow, the next game is on Friday or Saturday. That'll be here in Dallas.
I think the next game is on Friday. I think it's on Thursday.
So that is interesting here. The old format, beginning of 2014 is when it started. You know, it used to be 2-3-2. It was first two home games. It was 2-3-2. It was two first two home games, go to the home court bench, and then it was three games in a row, and then it was two. So this year they're gonna be doing it the same way they do it though. They'll be doing it that way. The whole playoffs will be 2-2-1-1-1. So, yeah, we learned something new today. But look at that, people. Y'all, when y'all come to this show, y'all learn things.
Yes, they got to learn. That it's Red Nation. They learned that it's Red Nation. That's what they
JoJo just knows how to screw up the moment, doesn't she, guys? With her foolishness, we're not going to have it today, okay? Or it's not. Oh, my God. Freaking dust spots ain't going off at the same time. What the heck is that? Oh, that's one of the things I got to wait to go look at. It'd be fake. Okay, so let people know how it works when people try to join dust spots, because people don't be knowing. See, I have it set on moderation because we've had this problem, you know, a long time ago. you've got this problem where freaking spammers are trying to join the site. They still do try to now, but this hinders them a little more. When I had it open and then you just join without me having to hit approve, you had a bunch of fake pages join like crazy, but now with that problem fixed. So even the fake pages try to join, they have to wait for me to approve them, and they don't like that. So, yeah, shout out to that. All right, so we got some public service. Got some public service announcements on my plate. I gotta get out the way. First one is the
Red Nation.
You know, again, I'll be ready for it this Tuesday. Yo, that's game two. You want to keep up with the trash talk that me and Joe do? You know, you can watch the Mavericks and Rockets game this weekend. I mean, this Tuesday.
They don't want to watch the Mavericks. They want to watch the Rockets. Nobody cares about the Mavs.
Joe, I'm being worried. I can't even word looking for right now. But I'm just being, I'm being subjective. Here we go. Okay, so yes, watch the Mavs versus Rockets game this Tuesday. That way you can keep up, you know, and watch the game throughout the way.
The Rockets versus the Mavs.
No, I tell you why you say it that way. Okay, because you think I'm disrespecting you. Let me tell you why I say it that way. You say about a team that's home. So Mavs versus the Rockets because y'all are home. If y'all were here, it'd be the Rockets versus the Mavs. So
the Rockets versus the Mavs. No, wait. It doesn't matter how you put it. It's the Rockets versus the Mavs.
Yeah, y'all see this?
The Rockets.
This is what I do on Twitter one time. Like, JoJo was spinning something and just turned into something where, okay, it was something that wasn't turning into that.
My friend was posting the scores of the Rockets game.
So, yes. Go ahead. You can watch the games, and you can probably you can see what we talk about, man. Kind of keep up and saying, okay, who's going to be going in on who on the next show. So keep out of games. You can watch them. Heck, they go obviously on different channels. I could tell you channels without me having to look at it, and heck, can sit here and do research. I don't really feel like doing that right now. But I know this Tuesday's game is on TNT. So, yeah, there you go. Oh, you know, no, I'm not going to sit here and take time and look. Because it changes. Sometimes, because I can tell them one thing, then it changes. Pretty much you know they're going to be on ESPN or TNT. That part's going to remain constant. Oh, okay. And then the other public service announcement I have is May 15th. Oh, it's May 16th, excuse me.
That was the 16th.
May is 16th. 15th is that Friday.
15th is Saturday.
Yeah, I kept saying 15th too. And I had to look the other day and remind myself, oh my God, it's the 16th. I keep saying 15th to people. So, yes, May 16th, Saturday, May 16th, will be live full effect. And yeah, stay tuned. Here in Fort Worth, JoJo will be walking the fashion show. It's the Young and Getting It networking event / fashion show / concert. JoJo will be walking the fashion show. We'll also be having a table for Human Canvas Magazine / The Star Radio Network. So you can go to there and come stop by and say, hey, what's up? Ooh, meet us. We'll say hello, all that good stuff. Yeah, come by, stop at the table, show some love if you're here at the DFW area at the time. And, yeah, I can't wait to meet y'all. It's going to be from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. that day. So come meet
us. I'll be wearing my Rockets jersey.
I don't know why JoJo's got to just mess around. So, yeah, we're doing the thing.
That being said, JoJo, let them know how they can follow you.
Tacos JoJo on Instagram.
And you follow me on Instagram and Facebook and all the good stuff by searching Cedi J Dusk, SCEDDY, the JDUSK. Bam, you'll find me. And there you go. If you miss any parts of the show, go to blogtalkradio.com/CediJ. That's letter CEDDY, letter J. Go there, bam. All right, we roll on now. Remind you that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a J. Oh, there's a U. There is a way. Y'all tune in to episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, CediJ, and your girl, JoJo. We out. Peace.